This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Good evening, my name is Sue, and according to Bridget Bosson, you're listening to Air Me or Raw. Well, I can't even say it like she does, but I'll do my best. Co-hosting with me tonight are the lovely Lisa and Leanne, the lulululas.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Suits, doesn't the lululas?
It does. Luscious.
Luscious?
Lesbians.
Yes. Lovely?
Luscious, lovely lesbians. Because it's a whole, obviously, lesbiano theme tonight, isn't it? Because we've got a bit of a giveaway.
We have.
But we've got to be one or the other, I think. Which one do we have to be?
Lesbians or women.
Lesbians or women. I so have to make that phone call and understand that one.
Yep, for lesbians and women.
And women. It should be lesbians or women who want to be lesbians and want to sort of be titillated, maybe.
Well, that's kind of inferring that we're not women, us lesbians.
It is in one way, but what I think they're trying to do is actually say it's lesbians are women, so, you know, women have a look at the same stuff because we're interested in the same stuff.
And
it's great. It's not just one thing. It's not just, you know, targeted at...
We're talking about New Magazine Bound. Just in case you don't know what the hell we're talking about, New Magazine released today from the publishers of Lottl.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for that.
That's all right.
Chat about it. Because we've got a giveaway. We've got a Bound subscription valued at $80. Team at Bound at Bibby Lottl also bring you Bound, the world's first international magazines for lesbians
and women.
That's right. Bound is informed, stylish, features, celebrity interviews, etc., etc., etc. So it's 12 months worth, which is fantastic.
It is.
I want it. Later on this hour, we're also going to be talking to Annika Deutsch. She's the convener of the Matrix Real Estate Task Group that was established to purchase property to house financially disadvantaged older lesbians. It's a mouthful, isn't it?
It is.
I'll try. We're going to link that to our giveaway. And also to Sue Lee. Now, she's a lesbian feminist activist and a member of the Matrix Guild, and she spent years also working in the area of violence against women and working on Indigenous issues to end the Northern Territory intervention and supporting Latin American liberation struggles.
Wow.
Amazing women, but we're just focusing tonight on the Matrix Guild. So for our giveaway, Leanne, what do you suggest?
Well, we're going to be focusing on older lesbians, and I know the Matrix Guild is interested in... being involved in housing and retirement solutions for older women. So I reckon the best name that you can come up with for a lesbian retirement village.
Oh, I'm thinking of one now.
Mm. Or a retirement complex.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah. We all sorts of things conjure up, I mean, you know.
Not Windy Peaks, that would be wrong, wouldn't it?
No, it'd be more like Lower Peaks. No, I dropped Peaks or something.
Oh, God.
A whole visual came into my mind.
Yeah, well, let's
get on to the news. Well, what's happening in the world?
No, quite a lot as usual. Quite a lot as usual. Surprise, surprise, there's a bit going on about same-sex marriage and civil partnerships. Not a week goes by, does it?
No.
Some people are over it.
I'm a bit over it, actually. Tell me all about it anyway.
Well, these are positive things.
Okay.
So it's not just we're gonna. These are actual things that, you know, are happening. The Australian Capital Territory has legalised civil partnership ceremonies for gay couples. The bill sponsored by the Greens was approved yesterday after an amendment was inserted banning straight couples from having a civil partnership. So it means that the ceremonies won't mimic marriage. So gay couples living in the ACT who have been allowed already to register their partnerships from last year can now hold a ceremony. So the new legislation was struck down by the Attorney General, even though a couple of years ago they didn't get up, but the opposition has quietened down. I can give you a few stats if you like.
Oh, go on, give me
like
some
a few
stats.
Figures.
I feel like getting a bit, you know,
a bit numerical.
Yeah.
Research released earlier this year by the University of Queensland found that 51.4% of 2,061 gay and lesbian people surveyed said they would prefer to be married rather than a civil partnership, and 80% thought gay marriage should be legal. 27% said they wanted another form of legal recognition, such as federally recognised registry. So there you go. So even though all these states are doing some things along registers, our Prime Minister is still saying,
nope,
nah.
Rudd's a bit of a dud on it, isn't he?
Rudd the dud. Kevin Dudd.
Kevin Dudd, I think I'll start calling him. I love the way it's not been allowed, like naughty, you know, you get a little bit of a smack, you know, naughty on the hand, isn't it? And the whole mimicking marriage thing, I mean, I get this visual of Marcel Marceau doing kind of this white-gloved
impersonation. With a gold ring on his left hand.
Yes. It's our best impersonation we can do. Look good on him, but, I don't know. I do want the ability to get married, but I can see everybody's point in saying that there's bigger issues at hand.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just say yes and get on with it. Move on to something.
Because we're not going to
give up. Something more important, really.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, the Senate hearing into marriage equality happened last Monday, and the GLBT activists were delighted by the submissions made to the Senate hearing. Even though the committee did hear from a number of different organisations, because there were some for, of course, and some mm-hmm. against. And the fours were the Parents and Friends of Lesbian Gays, PFLAG.
And against?
And against Let me was guess. Sue Wilkinson. What's your name doing there?
God, no. Oh, my goodness, I'm sorry.
The Catholic Archdiocese of Sydney.
Oh.
Australian Christian Lobby.
Like they haven't got anything else to do. I mean, come on, guys. I just give it over. We're going to do it anyway. Because there's some rallies coming up. Oh, there's a big rally coming up, isn't there?
That's right.
When's that? November 28th or something, mm-hmm. I think? Because there's going to be rolling action following on from the day of action we had recently.
So just keep plugging away at it.
Yeah,
that's right.
We're not going to stop.
Bigger and bigger. We need a little anthem, a little, chant.
Yeah, come up with a chant. We've got people coming up with a name.
Yeah, we've got next week coming up with a chant.
Come up with a chant, yeah.
All right, so Rodney Croom, who's a well-known gay activist, said, although it's not going to necessarily change things around, it's another step in the right direction, and we'll just continue to see how we go.
Oh, we'll get there.
That's right.
You can't stop a gay.
No.
A lesbian. Or a woman.
All the above.
All the above.
All right.
And we've got one more. We've got time for one more.
Well, we've got a good one.
Go on.
Sex party happening in the seat of Higgins. In the seat. You're having sex in your seat. The Australian Sex Party has launched its campaign for the seat of Higgins. And the candidate is Fiona Patten. And I love this bit. She's going to stand for the seat, which became vacant after former federal treasurer Peter Costello resigned.
Under circumstances.
So I want to know what their policies are going to be in the sex party.
It's all on the web. You can go check out their website. Oh, okay.
They actually have some serious things too around sexual health reform and those sorts of things. But I just think they'd do better if they weren't called the Australian Sex Party.
No.
I agree too. I think some people are saying, look, what's the point? Because, you know, you're never going to get, here's a pun, you're never going to get it up, you know. You're never going to get up there. So why on earth do it? But then you can actually kind of put a wedge between the two main parties and say, well, we're going to vote with A or B and make a bit
That's
of
right.
a difference
That'd
that
be,
way.
Well, like the Greens, be sort of power brokers and actually, you know, depending on who you side with and what you believe, you can actually sway decisions.
Yeah.
Plus, it'd just be good to have some different people in,
wouldn't it? Yeah, but not porno people. I hope it's not going to be porno.
I think she is an adult film actress.
Oh, is she really?
We can have a look on. We might Google her and see. We might watch a few of her clips. No, we won't.
We're going to YouTube Fiona Patten. Fiona, I'll try and get in contact with Fiona over the next few weeks and see if we can get her onto the show and
find out what her policies
on.
Are, what her platform is.
Good evening. This is Hear Me Roar with Sue and Leanne. And tonight we are talking older lesbians, which is going to be really interesting. We're going to catch up now with Sue Lee. She's a lesbian feminist activist and she's also a member of the Matrix Guild. She's a part of the housing group. Sue has spent many years working also in the area of violence against women. She's now retired and working as an activist on Indigenous issues to end the Northern Territory intervention and supporting Latin American liberation struggles. That's
doesn't
a
sound
mouthful.
Retired to me.
Yeah,
sounds
no,
like
not.
You're probably busier than you were.
I am. Yes.
I can't even say it, let alone do it.
A night without a meeting would be nice.
Wow.
Yes. Well, we're glad we've got you tonight.
Yes. Well, thank you definitely for coming in. And hopefully later on the hour we're going to be talking to Annika, but she is in a meeting, so we'll try and catch her by phone.
Lovely.
If not, we're just going to have to keep you here, which would be nice anyway. Going back to our text, we've requested, we're actually trying to help you out here, Sue. We're trying to come up names for a future project, which would be a retirement home.
Oh, beautiful.
And we're getting people to text in to win Bound. We've got a subscription valued at $80 thanks to Avalon Media. Mm-hmm. And our first one is from Rick. She's suggesting Hell, which you think, oh, no, that's not very nice. But then it says Home for Elderly Lesbian Ladies.
All right. Yes. Well,
she's in my drawer.
That's quite sweet.
She's in my box, but we don't usually say that, do we?
No. No. You don't say, "Where do you live, Hill?" It doesn't really roll
it's
off.
It's not
the
right.
Well, you know, there could be tensions.
There could be. Yeah. You wouldn't want the Christians to say anything about that one. Now let's go into the history of the Matrix Guild.
Well, the Matrix Guild started in 1992. I didn't join until 95, and then I had a break after about a year and have gone back recently. But I think the original kind of vision was to have an old Dykes home, because for all of us, we're really scared about the idea of, you know, being old and put in aged care with a load of straights, mm-hmm. really. I mean, that's our nightmare, isn't it, for many people. And so the idea was perhaps having an aged care home. Then the idea was perhaps having some sort of community housing, you know, the beautiful idea of a few houses around a lovely
garden
and all the rest of it.
Yep.
But, I mean, we didn't have any money, so I think that made it rather difficult. So since then, I think Matrix has mostly been involved in projects which were about supporting and informing older lesbians about health support options available to them. And a research project they did with Vintage Men on the experiences of lesbians and gay men and bisexual and so GLBIT community in aged care.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some quite tragic stories came out of that, actually, of people who were in aged care and, you know, felt they weren't supported and so on. And a rather moving story about a lesbian who was dying of cancer and who was cared for in her own home. And also the Matrix Guild have run various social events like the Satin and Silk Ball, which is quite famous, which they run every year.
Yeah, that's been going on for a long time now.
It's been going on a long time and it's always very popular. But what happened about 2 years ago, I think it was, or a year and a half ago, a lovely woman called Heather Chappell, who was dying of cancer, left her house to Matrix, or the proceeds from her house to Matrix.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yes. Wonderful gesture.
Yes.
Was she part of the guild?
No, she wasn't. She just wanted the money to go for accommodation for older lesbians. And she was an absolutely lovely woman who died of cancer before her time, before she should have done. And, you know, we are incredibly grateful that she did that. She was not a wealthy woman, but she had a house and she left it to Matrix and all the proceeds to Matrix.
So that's fantastic. But I guess it also left Matrix Guild with the issue of how to deal with that and
yes.
what to do.
Yes, well, I think Annika will say a bit more about that, but I think the reality is that we wanted something that was affordable, that will give women a stable place to live, or a woman a stable place to live. I think the reality is that most people don't end up in aged care. Most people end up in dying in their own homes. And the main thing is that there's a supportive network mm-hmm. around them.
Do you think that is because they are scared of going into older care facilities, or that they actually prefer to be at home?
I think most people prefer to be at home. Most women prefer to be at home with their own things and their own networks. Obviously, you know, if you are very disabled or you get dementia, then aged care has to be is the only thing that you can go to.
The picture that's coming up in my mind is If These Walls Could Talk. I've got that image of the two older women and one passing away. That whole ladder scene, I had to turn away. Don't go up the ladder, I was yelling.
Vanessa Redgrave.
Don't go up. And the partner actually then missing out on, I guess her rights to the house. And I guess that's a story that would be fairly common in the community also.
Yes, it can if people don't, if women don't leave careful wills, I think, depending. And I guess it depends on the rental situation and so on. Yeah.
Are there a lot of women also who still have not, I guess, come out to families and friends where these situations would arise that they don't want to go into a straight care facility, or they're really scared of the future because they actually want to be with their partner, or their partner has passed on and they don't really want to go into it now. They've kept it private for so long.
Yeah, and that's a problem, I think, for some lesbians in aged care who say, that they have been closet all their lives and they want to stay that way, and that they know that they're gay. And I mean, it would be terrible to be in an aged care facility in that situation. But as I say, most women are able to stay in their own homes. And one of the things that I think I've known a lot of lesbians from different community backgrounds, not just the community, because I think there's lots of different communities, who have had cancer have been nursed by other women on a roster and able to stay in their own homes rather than be hospitalised.
Mm-hmm. That happened with my partner. She died at home.
Yes.
And I couldn't have done it without support of my friends.
That's
and
right.
And some of them were professionally qualified and some were just very generous, dear friends who had their time. And I guess for anyone, you want to be within your community and familiar surroundings.
Yes.
I think it'd be very hard coming out in a hospital bed, you're sort of quite aged and having to go, actually, no, I don't want it, or little Jim down the road keeps making advances and you're just thinking, can't deal with this and my health issues as well.
Exactly, or just being told, your friend's here or your whatever, is she your sister, dear?
Yes, I know.
Sister in inverted commas.
It's a horrible thought.
Oh, it is a horrible thought. Look, let's go into the problem of affordable housing.
Yeah.
What is your opinion on that? Why are there issues?
Well, I think as lesbians, a lot of us are single women, and we don't have a double income, although many do. But we might end up with just a single income because of death or breakup of a relationship. We haven't got the earning power that a lot of men have, so lesbians are more likely to be poor. Basically, especially if they've been in a fairly lowly paid job like childcare or something like that. Not to stereotype women in childcare, but they could be.
But the wages just aren't equivalent.
The wages are not equivalent. And rental accommodation at the moment is through the roof. If you end up just on the age pension or a little bit more than the age pension, you have real difficulties. I've been to a few forums on housing for older people since I got involved with the group, and there are tragic stories of sort of 80-year-old people being turned out of their accommodation because, the rents have gone through the roof.
Where are they going? Don't know.
Rooming houses, desperate to try and find places for them. And I mean, there's... Who knows, there might be quite a few lesbians ending up in rooming houses, which are so unsafe and unsafe.
Oh, that's horrible. What about the Centrelink's changes, the recent Centrelink changes? Obviously, that would be having an impact on lesbian couples.
Yes, it has, especially older couples who have never come out.
Mm.
I mean, I know several lesbians who are affected by this because one might be on disability. And the other earning, and suddenly she's a dependent.
So what kind of effects has it had? What are the negative effects?
Well, I guess that thing of not so much on housing, that I haven't heard of any effects on housing, but definitely making your partner into a dependent if one is earning and the other is not, is what's happening.
Oh, just amazing.
I mean, there's not only the issue with the coming out and just within the relationship that must be difficult to be redefined. I mean, I would hate to be called dependent.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that would be the pits.
Yes.
Because we strive all our lives to be independent and autonomous, and then all of a sudden you become actually...
labelled like that.
Labelled, it's horrible.
And I know a couple who, they've each got a house, and one sold her house, they're selling the two houses and hoping to live together. Mm-hmm. One is on a disability pension, one is an earner, and they're having to think again, what are we going to do about this?
Do they have
because you'd lose the pension, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Do you have to come out, though? I mean, because that's the argument we're having in the community now. Do you or don't you come out to Centrelink?
What happens if you don't come out and they...
come in and have a look?
Mm-hmm. Have a look and see where the... two pairs of fluffy slippers under the one bed.
Yeah. I mean, are they doing that?
I don't think they're doing that. But on the other hand, for example, people who've come over under gay immigration or done something... like that, then that would affect them, you know, because they've actually come out or they're known in the community as, you know, out couples.
And I don't know. I mean, most people don't want to live a lie. I mean, you know.
You've got to cover up in all sorts of ways.
Yeah, so I mean, again, that's another stress. It's not really good for your health to be like that.
It is going to affect, you know, so many older women.
So what's happened in the past with housing? We've talked about it in a little bit, but really there's been nothing.
No.
There's been nothing at all in the past for...
no projects for older women.
I'm just left with a bit of a sick feeling.
Mm. Older but lesbians, I mean, yes.
But this is cheering me up, Sue. This is really cheering me up.
Ah, good.
Julesy sent us a text.
Mm-hmm.
So she's got another name for you to consider for your next project, which hasn't even started yet. She's suggesting oranges and lemons. Now, there's a little tag. So you've got to imagine this, oranges and lemons, and then underneath in the small font, welcome to our fruity home.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah,
I thought she was going to say the bells with an E-S of St.
Lemons. Yeah. Well, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
Oh, hello.
In the drawer, thank you. In the box.
In the box. Oh, I know you too well. Now, we're continuing our discussion with Sue Lee from the Matrix Guild, and we're just about to talk to Annika Deutsch. Annika, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You've been in a meeting, darling.
I have. I'm in the local sustainability group up at Daylesford.
Oh, very nice. You're as busy as Sue then.
Yeah, yeah.
Aren't we supposed to get, like, you know, do less when we get older? Isn't that it?
Yeah, well, I guess you do the things you want to do.
Exactly. See, I'm thinking that. I'm doing more now. I'm just over 40. And I'm doing more now than I was doing when I was 20, that's for sure.
Hmm.
I think I got it wrong. Do you think?
No, I'm just over 42 and I've retired to do the things I want to do.
Oh, and that's saying, I want to retire too.
And one of the things, Annika, that you're doing is convening the Matrix's Real Estate Task Group.
Yeah, that's right, the housing group of Matrix Guild Victoria.
We've just been talking to Sue before the music break about some of the issues facing lesbians around accommodation. Perhaps you could sort of build on that a little more and just tell us about what the task has been set up task group's been set up to do.
Okay, well, the task group was set up in response to a bequest, a very generous bequest we received when a friend of mine died, Heather Chappell. She left $300,000 to Matrix, and that's been the first significant amount of money that the Matrix Guild has got to go towards housing for elderly lesbians. And initially what we started doing was looking at, you know, a two-bedroom unit or whatever we could buy in the kind of ghetto area of Melbourne, the northern suburbs, so that we could house, you know, one or two lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was fortunate that the money came into our hands around the same time as the government stimulus package, and the government was going to spend an unprecedented amount of money on social housing. And the way they were spending that was to give it to registered housing providers. If the registered housing provider would provide 25% of the funds, then they would put in 75%. So we have partnered with a feminist-based housing provider, the Victorian Women's Housing Association, and we bring to the partnership our $300,000, which they needed, and they bring to the partnership the ability to access
another
900,000. So that meant we could house, you know, probably four times as many lesbians as we could have otherwise. And so we've just, over the last 6 months, been negotiating with them, and we now have a partnering contract, so that the and we're in the process of purchasing three brand new apartments in Brunswick that are to be built next year. We've bought two of the penthouse apartments.
Oh, I want one of them.
Because we think older lesbians should have comfort in their old age.
That's
and a nice view, and one on the level below. It's a five-storey development, and we've picked ones that face north, so they'll get good light in.
Good for the veggies.
Yeah, well, they've got a little balcony.
Yeah, you can have a couple of pots.
Yeah,
It's tomato time.
That's right, good for tomatoes.
And basil.
And the basil.
Oh, yeah, you've got to plant them, dual partners.
Yes, yes.
You're bringing out my inner green here.
Yes. The developers agreed to build them all with universally accessible bathrooms and kitchens, so that should the older lesbian ever, you know, have her mobility compromised and need a wheelchair, that she won't have to move out.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone else who's, you know, able-bodied can still use the facilities.
I assume the penthouse has got a lift going up to it?
They do, yes, braille on the lift and all that as well. There's a gym, I think, on the third floor. There's some, you know, cafes and offices downstairs.
Annika, is that why you chose an apartment block rather than, say, three individual or three units in a block just on their own, that they're actually part of a complex with other facilities?
The reason that we chose these is that they're in central Brunswick, which is a good location in terms of public transport and access to other facilities, because we're looking at women who are probably fairly poor, who are going to get the subsidised housing, so they're unlikely to be driving, and if they are... they may, as they age, lose their licence, which happens to a lot of people. So we wanted something that was centrally located. It had to be something that was newly built to be eligible for the stimulus package funding. As part of it is that, you know, it promotes, gets the building industry going. So we couldn't buy existing stock.
Right.
So that limited our choices.
Also gives some longevity to the property, I suppose. You haven't got maintenance and things like that for some time.
That's right. Yeah, we shouldn't for some time.
How does eligibility work then?
We're looking at giving preference to lesbians over 65, although we will consider applications from women age 40 and over who perhaps are on a disability pension or something like that. But the preference is for our elders, because, you know, to be homeless and elderly is quite a marginal existence.
Mm.
The rent will be subsidised, so it'll be pegged at 25% of their total household income.
So is there an option to purchase, or this is a complete, this is a rental?
No, these are rentals. These are owned by, the title will be owned by the Victorian Women's Housing Association, and we have a contract that sits beside that says that these units will always be used to house lesbians.
How does it work then if, say, I acquire... If it was me, per se, but it won't be, that acquired one of the penthouse suites, I'm just aiming high here. How long can I stay there?
It's long-term housing. You wouldn't acquire it, you'd be renting it from us.
Right.
But it would be, you could stay there as long as you wanted, unless you inherited a lot of money or became ineligible for some other reason. But it's basically aimed to be long-term secure housing.
Okay.
There's enough transitional housing around. We don't want our tenants to have to be moving, or to have it for a year or two and then have to move on.
No.
Dumb question. How do you know that the woman's a lesbian?
I guess she identifies as such,
yeah.
I suppose.
Okay. I mean, it's unlikely because I assume that knowledge of this, the fund would be through sources that would... you know, capture the community anyway. But I just wondered about that.
Yeah, well, our
thinking about my mum.
Will be through the. Well, she can convert if she wants to.
I reckon she's on the way anyway. But anyway, it's another story.
Talking about converting, you have a question about the Matrix Guild, Leanne.
Oh, I did. It's probably more for Sue. I just wondered about how the Matrix Guild got its name. I had visions of everybody in long leather coats doing Keanu Reeves impersonations.
But yeah, they do at their meetings.
Yeah, well, we do secretly. But I have no idea. I think there was a Matrix Guild in Western Australia, so I think that that was established first. So I think kind of that we took that on, but I'm not absolutely sure.
That's all right. Now, Annika, I'm gathering that this bequest that you got from Heather has changed the face of the work Matrix Guild does. In terms, obviously, of negotiating these contracts and getting into all of this side of things, it's a lot of satin and silk balls it would take to get $300,000.
Exactly.
Does that you've been brought in because you've expertise in housing? So I would think that the committee of management or whoever's involved in Matrix wouldn't necessarily have the skills to do this sort of work.
That's why I joined housing, because I joined Matrix to establish the housing subgroup. I guess because I've got some background in building and in real estate, you know, development, things like that. And also in disability access. So, yeah, it has changed a lot of the focus, and we're hoping that this is just the beginning for Matrix. I envisage a very big opening party in March 2011 when the units will be completed. And, you know, we hope that a lot of the lesbians who have a bit of money, or even if they just own some property, perhaps don't have children, might consider Matrix in their will.
Yeah, yeah.
So that we can do more of this to house our, you know, financially disadvantaged sisters.
It's so important. It's kind of left me with a really sad sort of understanding now of what's actually going on in the community, that there's a lot of women, I guess, unhoused or uncatered for. We haven't really thought about it, I guess, probably till now, until the Matrix Guild's actually focused on it.
Well, when you think about the pensions, you know, about $300 a week, and if you were to rent a one-bedroom flat, you know, it can easily cost you $250 a week.
Doesn't leave it much for bills and food, does it?
No, there's not much left over after that. So to have secure housing, you know, that's always pegged at 25% of your pension is, you know, going to be, you know, make a few lesbians very happy, I think.
And so what about rental assistance? That wouldn't be much either, would it?
No, it's disgustingly poor, actually. It's only $55 a week maximum.
And who's eligible for that?
That's if you're on the pension, if you're eligible for a Centrelink pension. You can earn a little bit more than the pension to get the assistance, but to get housing benefit, but it is, I mean, it doesn't help very much if you've got a rent of 250 and a pension of 300.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess this is a good thing about Brunswick too. It's an area where people would want to live, whereas if you need to start looking at cheaper rents, you're moving to areas that aren't necessarily where you're peer groups are, or something like that. Or,
well, this was one of the things that we were very keen on, that women should not be isolated from their community or community resources. There was, you know, there were cheaper houses out, you know, right out in where no other lesbians would live, or where there were no sort of cafes or anything for them.
Something Springs.
Yes,
or something.
Well, you have to be somewhere where you're not going to be, you know, have stones thrown at you as you walk down the street to get your milk. I mean,
yeah, and also near public transport as well. So, you know, public transport in the outer suburbs is not very good. No.
Annika, where to from here?
Well, towards the end of 2010, we're going to be seeking applications for the units. At the moment, if there are women listening who want to express an interest, they can certainly do that by contacting me, and I can give out the email address.
Absolutely.
In a minute. We'll have application forms online at the end of next year and also available by post if any lesbians want to ring us. And then we'll be making the difficult decision to choose three individuals or three couples, who it depends who applies, to house them in these very comfortable apartments.
That sounds terrific, and I think you guys, Sue, Annika, you are doing a fantastic job. Make sure you keep us informed of how it's all going.
Okay.
We'd definitely like to keep track of everything.
We definitely want to come to the party.
Yeah. Oh, is there? Yes, is there a party?
Okay,
we'll ask you to the party.
We won't trash it. We won't lose the person's bond on the first night.
We might. Don't trust Leanne, especially in black leather cape.
Oh. So if I give you some contact details, so if there's any women interested, they can check out a bit more detail on our website.
That'd be great.
Which is www.matrixskilledvic.org.au. If they want to ask any questions, they can contact me at housing@matrixskilledvic.org.au, or they can call me on my mobile, which is 0427 482 976.
Join on 4.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.